Hi, I'm Mike Smith for Filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 19 of Gotham, Beasts of Prey, written by Ken Woodruff and directed by Eagle Eagleson. Hey now, this was pretty solid. Beasts of Prey adds Milo Ventimiglia for what looks to be a multi-episode arc as serial killer, the Ogre, and he adds a ton of charisma and presence to the show in just a few brief scenes. Ventimiglia seems to be channeling Christian Bale in American Psycho, and doing a great job just chewing up as much scenery as he possibly can. The flashbacks featuring the Ogre and the girl he ends up killing, showing the progression of their night and her capture, are the most compelling part of the episode. It's like a continuity-free mini-movie that the show pulls off really well. Elsewhere, Fish Mooney escapes from the Dollmaker's Island, and Nygma is still pining after Kristen Kringle. But the other biggest development of the episode sees Bruce and Selina interrogating Reggie about who he was working for. After getting the information, Selina pushes him out a window and kills him. It's a dark turn to do something like that at the hands of a 14-year-old girl, but it illustrates the key difference between the two people who will one day be Batman and Catwoman. I've pretty strongly disliked most of what the show has done with Bruce and Selina, but I really enjoyed it this time out, and I think this arc as the season comes to a close could put them in a really cool position for next year. Anyway, that is it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to the review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.